You're listening to KCAW Sitka Raven Radio, and thanks for joining us as Southeast celebrates Newsday. Up next is a unique spin on a classic KCAW guest. You hear them all the time on every show, in fact. One of Raven Radio's big hitters, it's the Community Calendar. Join us for our next hour as our guest shows us what's going on around town, joined by a special panel of local nonprofits who know the Community Calendar best. It's the Community Calendar Show here on Raven Radio.
My name is Kara, and today is Southeast Celebrates News Day on KCAW. We're sharing some special programming that amplifies the issues and perspectives of our communities through our news and public affairs content. Well, as you probably heard from our little billboard just a few minutes ago, our next guest specializes in amplifying our community's expression in creative ways and in ways that are pure service. It's KCAW's Community Calendar, and I am thrilled to share with one of the brains behind it, Megan Pasternak, who's here in the studio. Hi, Megan.
Hi, Kara.
Super happy that you're here. I also have with me Drew and Michelle, who are high users of the Community Calendar through their different organizations. Drew, can you talk a little bit about who you are and why the Community Calendar is important to you?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kara. I would be happy to. I am Drew. I was a Jesuit volunteer last year, and now I am the recreation specialist for Parks and Recreation for the city. And my use of the Community Calendar has gone up significantly since I started this new job. We have a lot of different programming that happens through my job, and it's been super fun to be able to use the Community Calendar to spread the word about those events and get more people showing up and excited about Parks and Rec in Sitka.
All right, wonderful. And hi, Michelle. Glad that you're here.
Thank
Can you do the same? Kind of tell us a little bit more about the Community Calendar and its impact on you and your work.
Yeah, so super big supporter of the Community Calendar. One of the things in my life is that I am on the board of Braveheart Volunteers, which is a nonprofit in town that probably you've heard of. And most nonprofits or organizations in town, I think, use the Community Calendar. And it really helps us. It helps us in setting up when we have an event, when we have a training or anything going on. We're looking at the calendar and trying to figure out we don't want to overlap with other organizations, other things that are going on. And then when we set our event, you guys are fabulous. So, you know, you're constantly reading it and support, you know, building it up and getting the word out there for us. I often have some medical students that stay with us. They're just in town they have our apartment. And they're here just for 6 weeks. And it's the very first thing I tell them about. I said, you know, if you want to know what's going on in the community, this is the place to go. Because, and I remember, I've been here long enough to know that we didn't always have this. And I remember Ken Fate setting this up. At least that's my memory, is that he was the one really spearheading it at the time. But it was confusing, and it was, you know, what's going on and who's doing it, and nobody knew. And all of a sudden we had this amazing resource. So it's been incredibly useful, and I really appreciate Raven Radio and Megan for putting
course,
it together.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is an incredible community resource. And, before I get out ahead of my skis here, I believe we have some thank yous to give to people who have already given today.
Yeah, I want to say a few thank you to some donors. So Jerry and Sue Fleming, thank you very much for your contribution. Doug Comstock, he actually said local news and information is difficult to know in Southeast without venues like Raven Radio. So that's super awesome. Thanks, Doug. And then we also got a donation from Anonymous, and they say they use KCAW for news. So thank you all.
Yes, thank you. Your support means a lot. It really is like everyone pitching in, and all gifts are gratefully received. And it's kind of fun to have things sort of given out as we also give out with the Community Calendar and all of our other programs. Speaking of the Community Calendar, Megan, you have been part of the Community Calendar for when it was in its early stages. We were talking earlier about Ken setting it up, like Michelle mentioned. So how long have you been working in the Community Calendar as a volunteer?
Well, let me go back a few years even before that. It used to be that we had
It was called Things Happening, the section on the when the host would read, and they would read from 4x6 note cards that had each one individually taped onto it. And sometimes it got to be a real handful of juggling cards and keeping them in order and everything. And how they got there was people would drop off faxes or send faxes or drop off a hard copy or mail them in. And we would take those pieces of paper and we'd go over to the computer, which was basically just a word processor, as I understand it. It was pretty early. It was late 90s, early 2000s.
Early computers.
So we're going back in time. Yeah. Anyway, we'd type it up and then take those pieces of paper and go over to the paper cutter and cut them up and then cut them apart and tape each one onto these cards and then put the cards in the air room. And Irene Williams was doing it at the time. And Lily Herwald was the general manager at the time. And she said, you know, we need another person to help Irene out. Can you do it? And I said, well, yeah, that sounds like something I'd like to do, because I'm kind of basically an editor at heart anyway. I worked at the Sentinel for 5 years, and I like doing that kind of thing. So started in doing it. I'd come in once a week, and Irene was doing it on another day. And then Ken Fate became general manager, and that was like 2004, I believe. And a couple years after he was general manager, he decided that we needed to have a community calendar online to serve everyone and all the media. He wanted to get all the media in on it together, but that didn't happen. So he is actually the brains behind the community calendar, not me. I'm just kind of an engine. And he set it up, and at first it was a little confusing as to what was qualified to go on there and what didn't and everything. And it went on and seems to be pretty darn successful, that's for sure. I know people use it for not only to get the word out, but like Michelle was saying, it's a planning tool that mm-hmm. a lot of people use. And you can see it in different formats. If you go not to just the embedded one that's on kcaw.org, but go into the one that's embedded on the homepage, you can click on the community calendar button and go, and you can see it in a weekly format, a daily format, a monthly format. You can and scroll up into whatever year, or you can scroll back to say, oh yeah, what time did we have that event last year? Mm-hmm. And it's a great planning tool. It's one of its biggest assets, I think. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I used to come in before the pandemic. I'd come in mm-hmm. on Fridays and update the calendar, collect all those and put them in. There's a computer here that I would use. And then they thought that there was more work than I should have. And this is a volunteer position, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's not a paid. Your donated dollars don't go toward paying anyone to do this calendar. I come in and do it on my own.
We pay you in gratitude.
Yeah. And so I trained 3 or 4 different people, not all at the same time, one at a time. And for one reason or another, they didn't work out. And anyway, we ended up, Carol Knuth was in that mix, and she's stuck with it. She comes in or does the calendar on Tuesdays. She used to come in too. We both used to come in. She does the calendar on Tuesdays, and I do it on Fridays. And we all do them from submissions that are made online. That's the thing. It's all a pretty green happening anymore. There are no paper mm-hmm. wasted or faxes or any of that stuff. Yeah.
And it takes the participation of our community partners, and you know, couldn't do it without you and couldn't do it without them. So I'm grateful that it is as awesome as it is. thank you, Ken Fate, for all that you
Definitely.
Have done.
And the feedback from the community too. There, mm-hmm. you know. And then Carol and I are able to do it remotely. She travels a lot. She'll do it. And if I'm gone on vacation, I do it from wherever I happen to be. It's not like we're tied to a specific computer or anything. We can worm our way in there and make adjustments.
There you go. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break and go into some pitching. So we'll be right back with more about our absolute favorite, the community calendar. Southeast Celebrates News Day is a special day of programming to remind all of us how important news and public affairs are. I'm Kara, and I'm happy to be here with you today. You can show your support for Raven News by making a contribution right now by calling 747-5877 or by going online at kcaw.org. Our goal is $30,000 today to support Raven News. And when you do give, you'll be entered to win two round-trip tickets from Alaska Seaplanes. You don't have to give to be entered in the drawing, but we hope that you'll consider making a contribution to keep Raven News where it belongs, in your ears. I want to remind everyone that we do have a match during this hour from Sealaska. That's $2,500 that will be matched for your gift. So there's really no better time to give, and we've already raised almost $10,000. If we just get a $200 gift, it'll put us over $10,000 and over a third of the way to our goal. So call now, 747-5877. Or you can give online at kcaw.org if that's your preference. Hi, Carol. How are you?
Good morning. Hi.
Well, you have been a volunteer for the community calendar for a long time. You've been a really big part of it being built and how, you know, how it looks now and just adjusting as the way that we use it adjusts. So how long have you been a community calendar volunteer?
Oh, that's a good question. I tried to look that up and my email only goes back to 2011, but so it was before that. So there was a Muskeg message call out from Rob asking for volunteers. And I answered that saying, I think I could do this to help because I am not a person that could do a show, but I can help behind the stage. And so I got trained and I darn if I can remember the year of that, but it was pre-computer.
There you go.
So that kind of times that we used to write the message, the announcements by hand, first of all, and then learn that our handwriting was unreadable on the air. And then we went to the old-fashioned typewriter and typed them up on index cards and filed them. And I can't remember the filing system used, but it was a silver box in front of the announcer, and they pulled maybe by the date. I can't quite remember that. So they were typed up and taped to this index card, and then we would pull them and reuse the index card to be recycle and
sustainable.
Thrifty. Yeah.
There you go. Well, that's awesome. What do you like most about working on the community calendar?
Gosh, I can do it anytime. I think I really appreciate that flexibility. When I can't sleep at night, I can go and start working on it. It's also a great way for me to keep up what's going on in the community. Me personally, keep up. And
Yeah, definitely. Well, I know that the community calendar is something that I look at too, you know, especially if I've been away for a little bit, maybe traveling for a week or whatever it may be, I take a look at the community calendar to see what's going on.
But you can look at it anywhere.
It's true. Always online, always waiting.
So I do a lot of traveling for work. So that's also a great asset to me of helping out is because I can do that no matter where I am. Although there are challenges, internet challenges elsewhere.
Of course, everywhere.
Southeast and need to rely on my counterpart, Megan Pasternak, to help out at times.
Yeah. Well, the partnership and the work that the two of you do in tandem is incredible. It's There was someone on staff made a joke that if the two of you quit, we all quit.
Oh, yes, I bet Rob would quit. He was happy to turn that over.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, what do you think the impact of KCAW's community calendar is?
Oh, goodness. I think that its impact is that people know what's going on to be able to make their plans for their event, but also in their personal life to know about activities to participate in the community or not.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a good way to be involved in the community. But if, you know, if folding paper cranes isn't your thing, you don't have to go to that event.
I appreciate the oh gosh, I've just lost the term, but the announcements that come from the city and other public other public venues, like the state of Alaska, because I think I probably never would hear those if I didn't hear them as being announced.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It brings together a lot of organizations and brings all their information to one really cohesive place, which is great. Well, what is maybe your hope for the future of the community calendar?
Hope for the future. Oh, my goodness. Sometimes I wish the computer was a little easier to use.
Of course. Every day.
Yeah. And it changes over time. Mm-hmm. And it's certainly easier now than what it was. Folks submitting in a timely manner helps a lot. Mm-hmm. And some people have it down pat of how we format. So, well, there's something important to share. We do have a very specific way of formatting the announcements. And we follow those so that the announcer that's reading them, it's easier for them. But then someone can go in and click for more information if they want.
Yeah. I love that it's sort of a, however much information that you desire, you can get it, whether you want to do a deep dive or just skim what all is happening on a weekend. I really enjoy that. Well, I've got one more question for you. Do you have a funny story about being a calendar girl?
Oh, a funny story. Well, Megan and I had an idea once. I'm not sure if this is public knowledge, so I'm hesitating. So we thought it would be fun to make a calendar of the calendar girls and give it to Rob. Although we didn't get real far with that, but each month we thought, well, we'll pose, have a special pose of the calendar girls and out in front of the KCAW sign. And so 12 different poses we needed, and we didn't get real far, but it was a cute idea. And just to call ourselves calendar girls, if people know what we look like, we're not calendar girls.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, it could be a new kind of calendar.
Yes.
You know,
that's right.
holding up a list of activities or a...
Have a sweatshirt that has embroidered on it, a Raven Radio sweatshirt that says Calendar Girl.
All right. There you go. It's bona fide now. All right. Well, is there anything else you would like to share with the community about the community calendar or anything else you'd like to say about it?
Oh, just keep on submitting those announcements, please, and be patient with us. We post on Tuesdays and Fridays, try to, but of course emergencies come up and there is some flexibility, but that's a routine, Tuesdays and Fridays.
That's great to know. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Carol.
Thank you.
Welcome back. I'm Kara, and this hour we're peeking behind the curtain of the community calendar, some of its memorable moments, and why we as a community and the volunteers behind it are so passionate about it. And speaking of passionate people, I believe we have some thank yous.
Yes, I have another thank you to read from an anonymous donor. Thank you for your contribution. They actually left a really great comment that I personally resonate with. They say, I love that I can hear people I know and love from the community on the radio sharing music they love and news that matters to all of us in Southeast Alaska. Raven Radio provides such a unique and rewarding listening experience. I really like the NPR connection as well. So thank you, yeah, for your contribution. And also just want to say another thanks to Sea Alaska for matching $2,500. We are $1,200 in so far, so we only need $1,300 to get that match, which is awesome. Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. We couldn't do it. I've said it once, I'll say it again, without our community partners. Well, I think we would be remiss in talking about the community calendar not to talk about some of the events. I know that, Drew, you actually just came here from an event that is on the community calendar right now.
Yeah, so I've noticed every Friday on the community calendar there is a posting for Bingo Size, which I've been going to the past several weeks. It was a 10-week series. And that was put on by Doug Osborne from Search and Mary Sheehan from Sail. And I have had so much fun doing that. We do a few bingo rolls and then get up and do some exercises to work on balance and strengthening. And then we do some trivia questions about fall prevention, and it has been super fun and entertaining and enjoyable. And yeah, that was something that I was able to find on the community calendar, and keep your eye out because it will be starting again in January 20th to be precise. And if you forget,
it's on the community calendar.
Yeah.
I conceptually love that idea. Bingo Size.
It's so fun. If anyone is able to make it, I would. We need more people. For
absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, with Braveheart, you all put on a lot of events throughout the year. Are there any that are particularly memorable, or any community calendar interactions that you have had that are memorable?
You know, there's not one that really stands out to me, but we have relied heavily on, you know, our trainings that we do to train new volunteers. We just had several this fall. And I think that really gets the word out. And, you know, the paper has also been really great about supporting us. We just had a fundraiser last weekend. We had Alaskan Airlines that supported us with giving us 2 Alaskan Airlines tickets. And our goal, and I love these goals, the goals are always good. Our goal actually for that day was to raise $10,000. We didn't quite make it. We got to a little over $8,000. But I think really the success of all of that was that, you know, the word was getting out. We also had an interview on Raven Radio, a morning interview on the Monday, I believe, before the event. Those have also been amazing, part of the news thing to just fit us in and get the word out and get it on the calendar. And, you know, looking ahead, like Megan mentioned, like what day did we do that fundraiser last year? And, you know, using it that way, and then also using it for what else is going on and what can we plan for. And we're in the process of thinking of some fun ideas for February, just because it's the heart month and we are brave heart. You know, there's a lot of heart connection. So
it all ties together.
It all ties together. And yeah, so we'll, you know, stay tuned. But that stuff will be on the calendar as soon as we, you know, figure things out. And it's been very appreciative of support, because every dollar counts, goes a long ways for us at Braveheart. So
absolutely,
it's very important. So thank you.
Yeah, of course. Well, I really enjoy that. You know, the community calendar is it's both an archive and a current events calendar. And you know, there are events that go on sort of in perpetuity on it too. Of every repeated event goes on, I guess, forever.
Well, it depends on how we program it.
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like the Raven Radio board, different boards, those are on there in perpetuity.
Yeah. Well, it's a great way to be civically engaged, too. You know, lots of meetings are on here. both for organizations or boards, or, you know, if there's a special assembly meeting, all of that is in one place, which I think is quite a rare thing for any community, really. Mm-hmm. So with that, I wanted to look at this weekend, because this weekend has a lot of stuff going on. And I just want to go and see what's going on in our community calendar. So first up, and one that I'm very excited about, the Sitka Polar Dip is noon Saturday, December 17th at the UAS Boat Launch Ramp. The Alaska Raptor Center also features a free owl-themed holiday event 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday, December 17th. And Sitka Maritime Heritage Society and Sitka's 4-H's free toy boat making activity for kids age 5 to 12 is 1 to 4 p.m. Saturday, December 17th. There's so much going on. How else would we keep track of it without the community calendar?
And figure out what you're going to do and what you just can't work everything in sometimes. Sometimes mm-hmm. there are too many events.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But they're all there for you to pick and choose from.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break here and hear about more about everything. We're taking a break to remind you how we're able to keep the community calendar available, free for all over the air. It's with your financial support. When you support KCAW today, your contribution will go directly to help support Raven News, which the community calendar is a part of. Our goal is $30,000, and we've already raised almost $10,000. We're at $9,825. Help us reach our goal by giving now at kcaw.org. You could be the person that puts us over $10,000 if you just call now at 747-5877. And just a reminder that everyone who gives will be automatically entered to win a pair of Alaska Seaplanes tickets. Those tickets are good for any destination Alaska Seaplanes flies. You can enter the drawing with or without a contribution. But we hope you'll join us today by giving to Raven News by calling 747-5877 or going online at kcaw.org. Well, we talk and have talked a bit about how Raven Radio connects people and brings them to events and gets them involved in the community. And I have a cute story to share on someone's behalf about how the community calendar was the beginning of her Sitka love story. She moved to Sitka and hadn't been here before, moved here sight unseen. And the first thing she did when she heard about the community calendar is she went and she looked at it and wanted to look at all of the beautiful, fun events going on. And she found one that was, I believe it was an open water swim or something of that kind, and decided that she and her friends were just going to go and to see what it was all about. And they did. And while she was there, she met the person who would become her future partner. And she talks a lot about how she would not have met this person and fallen in love had the community calendar not existed and had she not gone on and read it. So I'm not saying that you will find the love of your life by going on the community calendar and or by supporting Raven Radio. However, you might. So keep using the community calendar and keep supporting Raven Radio, 747-5877.
I have another thank you.
Oh,
if
excellent.
I can.
Please do.
So Howard Wayne made a contribution. Thank you so much. And Howard says, really appreciate the quality of our news department. So that's awesome. Seeing a lot of comments about the news that Raven provides. Yeah.
No, absolutely. Well, and I think the community calendar sort of being a part of news is really important. You know, it's not just the sort of like hard hitting journalism and, you know, or the deep dives that Catherine did a deep dive into the public toilets on Lincoln Street, which I think about a lot. But it's also supporting community gatherings and community members bringing people together. So I have a sort of silly question, and that is, has there been an event that you have attended? Maybe you saw it on the community calendar. Hopefully you saw it on the community calendar this year that has really stuck with you as something fun, something important, something you'd like to do again. I think events in Sitka in particular are just really important for our community building. So yeah, any events in particular?
Well, I was actually traveling this fall and I was out of the country. And I don't even know how I found out about this exactly. But anyway, I know it was on the calendar, but it's what SES does, their community potluck every year, where they have wild edibles, not wild edibles, what do they call it?
Wild food.
Wild food. Thank you.
They are edible.
They are edible, yeah. And I was just kind of bummed because I was going to miss it because I was out of town. But it was just one of those things is like, you know, it just brings you back even when you're traveling and that like, oh, this is what's going on in town and it's all right there. And if I check into it, and anyway, it's, that was just not necessarily sad, but you know, if I had been in town, that definitely would have gone.
Yeah. And, It not only supports community gathering, it supports the FOMO of everyone who's not here to just see how great it is.
And after COVID, you know, I think that the community is altered. I know Braveheart has had to alter the fundraisers that we've done. And I think a lot of events have had to change. And for some ways, you know, I think that there's been some good things and some changes. But some of us have really missed those gatherings when we can just be in person and see people. And so it's nice to be feeling like we're getting back into that. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I do want to mention that the community calendar was a really big resource for me and for a lot of other people that I knew during COVID, you know, where it was like the free food boxes are being handed out at this day, at this time, or this organization would love for you to sign up for free seafood deliveries. It was, you know, not just community events, but the community calendar is also about community support and the ways that we can help each other on our remote island and, you know, not just support each other socially, but also in every way possible.
Yeah, well, like Becky mentioned this morning, during, or particularly when COVID first started in, and the shutdown, the pandemic, when it became official that things weren't happening or were happening and things were changing, it was pretty dynamic. And we were able to make those changes quickly on the calendar as to events that were canceled or they were changed or maybe they were only held up by Zoom anymore. It is a very fluid machine. We can go in and make changes and if, you know, it has happened where I've made mistakes entering something. I put Tuesday and it's actually on Thursday or something like that. And it's easy. We can go in, just let us know, and we'll go in and change it and fix it. Mm-hmm. And I encourage anyone submitting events to submit them as soon as you know that you have an event coming on, even if it's just a placeholder, just the you may not even know the time of the event, but you know you're going to have it on May 15th. So get it on that calendar because people are looking for spaces to plan their events, and it's a placeholder for you, and then you can submit more information later. And the best, absolute best way to make a submission is through the community calendar tab on kcaw.org, and there's a submission form. And fill it out like we ask you to. Include the date and the time and the day and the basics. And we can now put live links in your information so people can go there and click on that and get even more information. So,
yeah, absolutely. It's so timely. It's so, you know, it's so responsive to, you know, sometimes we'll get a call and it's like, oh, We had to switch because, you know, someone got a flat tire and, you know, within an hour or two, it could be changed.
Yeah.
And it's really amazing how finger on the pulse it really is. So, Well, Drew, I'll put the question to you. Any events that really stick out in your mind?
Yeah, to the FOMO point, there was an event that I was attending before my schedule kind of started conflicting with it. It's the Sacred Harp Singers of Sitka doing shape note singing. When I came to Sitka, I was not seeing singing really happening, and that's always been such a huge part of my life. And shape note singing started back up again this fall, and I was going, and I see it every week, or it happens the second, fourth, and fifth Sunday of the month, and I see it on the calendar, and I'm like, really wish I could go to this. So yeah, there are sometimes on the calendar more events than you have time to do, which is a bummer, but it's so cool.
Yeah. Well, hopefully there are events that people can attend.
Right.
yeah, I know this weekend I was looking through the community calendar and going, okay, how do I go to the Raptor Center Owl event, the Polar Dip, the Bike Co-op, everything that's happening in the 6 hours of sunlight. How do I pack 8 hours of living into 6 hours of day? And I sometimes make it happen.
Sometimes it's possible.
Yeah. Got to move quick between the events.
Well, I've been to the Polar Dip. And it can be very quick.
It is quick.
I'm not going to stick around in that water. Oh, my goodness.
And it's, it's a really fun event.
Yeah.
Super fun event. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. And I really appreciate that Sitka is the kind of place where, if someone just decides, gets a wild hair, I'm going to do an event.
Yeah.
You put it on the community calendar and the rest of town knows within a day or two.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's really a beautiful thing. So
yeah. And it's good weather. I mean, it's going to be cold and clear tomorrow, and you can get in that water and scream as loud as you want. And
you just hope for no wind, because that's what makes it cold.
Yeah, the wind. Yeah,
is getting out of the water, and all of a sudden this breeze comes by, and it's like,
oh goodness, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's emotionally and physically cleansing when you're in there screaming, yeah. Not in pain, in joy.
Yeah, that's right.
Well. Megan, do you have any events or anything that have stuck out in your mind in your time doing the community calendar or being a community member?
Not particularly. I go too far back to pick out anything that
is seen
of
it all,
great
huh?
significance. And I that just being one of the people who updates it, it really keeps me in there too. And of course, I read the paper too. And occasionally, I'll see something in the paper that isn't on the calendar, and I go, "Why?" You know, or I'll see something that we have, but the paper doesn't have, and it's
everyone's got to know how good the community calendar is. Well, and I do want to take a second to remind everyone that the community calendar is what it is, and is as good as it is because of the financial support of our listeners and the people who donate. So please go ahead and give us a call at 747-5877 or go to kcaw.org and you can donate now. I do want to remind everyone that in addition to the possibility of winning a pair of tickets from Alaska Seaplanes, if you give, you are automatically entered into the drawing. We do have some fun gifts and swag and things that you can receive as a thank you gift. A sweatshirt could be absolutely perfect if you're jumping into the ice cold water tomorrow and need a cozy layer to put on. Go ahead and give us a call, 747-5877. And we'll be back soon with more about the community calendar.
My name is Ben Huey, and I'm the executive director of Sitka Trailworks. We're a community-supported nonprofit that focuses on building, maintaining, and promoting trails in Sitka. We have a beautiful trail system, and over the last 20 years, our nonprofit has led the development of the entire Cross Trail Network, the Herring Cove to Beaver Lake Trail, Thimberberry to Heart Lake, and done maintenance on lots of other trails that Sitkans cherish. Our partnership with KCAW is essential to ensuring we stay connected to the community. our work depends on getting feedback to ground the work that we do in the wishes of everyday Sitkins. Right now, we're leading a new trail planning process to figure out the vision for the next 20 years, and we want to make sure we're doing it in a way that most benefits our community, which is why we appreciate all the services that KCAW provides, like the community calendar and the morning interview. Putting our events on the community calendar is a great way for us to advertise and reach Sitkins who want to find out about what's happening with their trails and what are the possibilities for them to give their opinion on what we should be doing. So we really appreciate KCAW and the work they do. And if you'd like to partner with KCAW and support the work that they do, please consider donating on News and PA Day.
I'm Kara, and this hour we're taking a look at the KCAW Community Calendar, your resource for knowing what the heck is going on in your community and sharing the dates and times of getting involved, whether it's deciding on what show you want to see or hearing about lectures and public meetings or just finding out about fun things going on in your community. And Drew, you had something really awesome to say about the community calendar.
Yeah, I think when I think of the community calendar, it makes me think of how like inclusive the community of Sitka can be. And when I see events on the community calendar, it's saying to me that, you know, there are all these cool things that are sometimes very niche, but regardless, like, it's not about keeping people away, you know, or only keeping events and gatherings to a small group of people. It's the community of Sitka saying, hey, I want you to show up, you know, if you share this interest. It just feels very, very inviting, which I think is really unique and I haven't really seen in another place that I've lived. So, yeah.
Yeah, the sheer variety of the events that you see on the community calendar not only keeps you sort of abreast of all the things that you're particularly interested in, it opens up possibilities for things that you maybe hadn't considered before. You know, I know we've been talking a lot about the Polar Dip. Can you tell I'm incredibly excited for it? But that's something that I had heard about for many years. And seeing it on the community calendar and seeing that it was back was such an awesome, exciting moment for me. yeah. And shape note singing. I don't know if you had done that before.
I hadn't. But, I'd heard about it, but I never knew of any groups that did it.
Yeah.
In other places I've been. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And the contra dancing, all these things that I see on the community calendar and think, why not? And then I go and I think, oh my gosh, this is amazing that I was able to just go and do this.
Yeah. I see that all you generous people out there have gotten us to $10,000. Can you imagine that, you guys? And one of those is Frederick Olson, and his comment was, I love the community calendar and today's locally produced shows.
Thank you, Fred.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really stoked we got over 10,000. Thank you, guys.
Right.
Couldn't do it without you.
No, it's all due to the community.
Absolutely.
And we produce the calendar for you. I did remember that Rob, who is the news director here at Raven Radio, for those of you who are new to the community who might not know that, Rob did make Carol and I official members of the press club.
Oh,
so
you're definitely part of news.
Yep, it's part of the news department.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and it is. It's such pertinent information, and I think that's really the sort of heart and soul of not just the community calendar, but also KCAW. We want people to know what's going on. We want them to be involved, and we want our community to remain strong. So I just want to remind everyone again. This is the time to call us at 747-5877 and show your support by giving to the station and keeping these awesome organizational institutions going. And, you know, we couldn't do it without the people in this building, and we couldn't do it without the people on the other side of the microphones, you who are the listener. So You can also go to kcaw.org and donate there if you would like that instead.
Right. It's your resource. Mm-hmm. So take advantage of it.
I have a little historic story that doesn't directly connect to the calendar, but it has to do with the polar dip.
Yes, I'm here for it.
I think I was one of the first ones, with not me, myself, but involved with one of the first people that group that got the polar dip going. So this is early 1990, before Raven Radio had a community calendar, probably. And it was a school teachers. It was a group of us. Jan Turner was the spearhead. And if anyone knows Jan, she is just like dynamo, very enthusiastic person. And it was her idea that's my memory anyway, of doing this. And that's a kind of where we did it, I believe, kind of the same thing over by the ramp. And, you know, one year we had this idea that we were going to get a hot tub sitting there waiting for us so that we'd get in there and then we'd get out and sit in the hot tub, and we never made that happen.
Oh.
But then along the way, people kept picking this up, and several years there were ornaments that you would get when you did your polar dip, and so you'd get an ornament that was said, you know, the year. I don't remember, but I'm thinking like I was like 2000. I have one ornament still sitting in there that says polar dip, you know. Anyway, it was a lot of fun, and I'm really glad that there's a group, somebody keeping it alive and getting it on the community calendar.
Yeah,
so that's
absolutely
pretty awesome.
Certificates of insanity.
Yeah, that's right. We got some certificates of insanity.
And then a couple of years, there was a warming tent. Where you could leave your towels in there and they'd be warm. And, of course, always we have to thank the EMTs. They always have an ambulance over there.
They're there waiting for us.
In case somebody's got a...
Yeah, the early days, I don't think we had that, but
reaction.
Now they do.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
Smart.
And there's been hot cocoa at times.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be for quite a few years. It was Honor Society that organized it.
Yeah, I think right. I remember that. Them taking it
and
over.
And then the pandemic hit.
Mm. Of course. Yes. Well, yeah. I love that it's one of those things that it gets handed off. It gets sort of like, well, you know, you take it this time, we'll take it this time.
Mm-hmm.
But
kept going.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
And you know, these things do have a way of snowballing in Sitka. And I love that Raven Radio can help support it with community calendar, with morning interviews, like you mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the news team is really awesome for sort of finding these cool things that people are doing and getting them coverage and whatever that may look like. So just yet another reminder. We're over $10,000 now, but that does not mean that we are stopping.
Mm-hmm.
You can call now at 747-5877 or go to kcaw.org and give to support not only Raven Radio, but also the news, the community calendar, the morning interview, all of those things that you love and rely on to keep you informed of everything going on in your community.
Hi, I'm Roger Schmidt. I'm the director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, and every year the Sitka Fine Arts Camp puts on a lot of shows. We do musical theater shows, we do holiday brass, we do plays, we bring people like Jake Shimabukuro to town. A lot of our shows take a couple years to put together, and so the community calendar is our opportunity to let people know what we're doing, and also for us to see what's happening in the community to help us schedule our own events. The Sitka Fine Arts Camp wouldn't be able to do our job without a great radio station like KCAW in town. We hope you'll support them because they support us. Go online now to make a donation at kcaw.org or call 747-5877.
Well, we're pretty much to the end of our community calendar show, and I just want to see if you all have any sort of parting words. Michelle?
Just want to say big thank you to Raven Radio, big thank you to Sea Alaska for all of those that have contributed so far. We've raised $10,000, and that's really, really important, but we really want to reach our goal. So it's $30,000 today. So please call and contribute to Raven Radio.
That number is 747-5877 for those of you that don't know.
Or kcaw.org.
There you go. Yeah, well, the community calendar is an incredible resource. And I think for my parting words, I just want to say, keep on submitting, keep on reading, and keep on giving. That's the way that our community stays strong. And we look forward to thanking you on the air.
Thank you, Kara, for hosting.
Oh, yes, thank you all for being here. This is fun. Coming up next, we have our Future of Fishing show.